You know, everything goes back to our thoughts. Everything. Everything. It really can be easy. It starts with having thoughts that line up with truth, that feels good. Who is Wendy Dillard? My mom tells the story of how I didn't like being confined to sitting in the baby carriage. Instead, I insisted on pushing the baby carriage, saying, "Self, do it." Even at age 2, I was already expressing my desire for freedom and independence. Mom also said I practically raised myself because I knew what I wanted and went for it with great determination. And as long as it didn't put me in danger, she let me go for it. You know how little ones around age 3 hit that why stage? Well, for me, it wasn't just a phase, because I'm still asking why. And it wouldn't surprise me if my special sauce was shaped because I question and challenge everything. As the oldest of 4 children, I grew up in a middle-class American family in a Chicago suburb. My mom suffered from severe panic disorder, which set me up to take on the surrogate maternal role, caring for my siblings when mom was incapacitated, and at times taking care of both mom and dad too. My childhood was filled with the run-of-the-mill dysfunctions, and I was driven to excel in school by being an overachiever, accepting nothing less than being a straight-A student. On the surface, I had a wonderful childhood because I excelled at many things, and the outside world saw me as cheerful and optimistic. But at times, I remember feeling sad and dissatisfied and unhappy, which I rarely expressed to anyone because there was enough craziness in my family, so I chose not to add to the drama. So it was only in the privacy of my own thinking did I acknowledge my unhappiness and my huge desire to feel better. In my teens, I searched for answers through my Christian teachings, and in my late 20s, through psychology. I was an avid reader of self-help books and eventually became a junkie on personal development seminars. Today, I'm all about finding strategies for living a great life. I figured out that most of my life, I was actually living by default. Meaning, the programming in my head wasn't there because I deliberately put it there. Instead, the majority of my daily thoughts and beliefs were picked up along my life's journey, and I didn't like a lot of what was there. So incrementally, I've been exchanging my life lived by default for my life lived by my own design. I've been able to shift myself from feeling daily frustrations and disappointments to feeling authentically happy and fulfilled. As a result of thinking differently, my life is filled with excitement beyond words, and I now have so many rewarding experiences that I sometimes can't contain myself. It's truly a night and day difference. I'd like to say that I found my happy. Today, I'm fulfilled. I reignited my inner passions. I'm connected to my inner power that knows no bounds, and I found my courage to be my authentic self. I've definitely learned how to turn my thinking upside down, allowing me to feel great.